Self-isolation and social distancing are concepts that don't translate well to close-knit Aboriginal communities, particularly when warnings are delivered through mainstream media in English. The risks of miscommunication are high, especially for members of those communities living with disability, who may have heightened risks of contracting COVID-19. Damien Griffiths is Chief Executive Officer of the First Peoples Disability Network Australia. He spoke with the Wise Jared McLaughlin about his concerns for First Nations communities.
We see a serious lack of meaningful response by government to really understand the needs of First Peoples with disability. It's difficult to think of any more vulnerable or disadvantaged Australians than Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability, because they often face discrimination and disadvantage based on Aboriginality and disability. And as a group, they are extremely vulnerable to the coronavirus.
What do you think can be done to get state, territory and federal governments to enact more sufficient and more broader responses to try and get medical supplies and essential items to these communities?
We're hearing evidence that some of the supermarkets in more regional remote parts of Australia are actually struggling with stock. And this is a consequence sometimes of the panic buying in metropolitan areas. And that then means that the stock's not as available in regional remote parts of Australia, so that concerns us greatly. But we're also part of a campaign by disability rights organisations, disabled people's organisations and the wider disability sector, where we're calling upon all governments to immediately look at 10 key actions that they need to undertake to support all Australians with disability and in particular First Peoples with disability.
Do you feel that there is a disadvantaged for First Nations and Indigenous communities, particularly since they live so far away from the capital cities?
There's no doubt there's an extra very serious layer of disadvantage, and that's based on remoteness and the ability to access medical supplies and medical support urgently is very compromised in regional remote Australia. There are not enough easy to access medical supports. So in regional remote Australia, it's absolutely a major concern.
Your organisation, First Peoples Disability Network, are calling for the National Disability Insurance Agency to fast track the Aboriginal Community Connectors in First Nations Communities initiative. Could that in some way help to improve the predicament that First Nations and Indigenous people are facing at the moment with COVID-19?
Yes, the Aboriginal Community Connector program has already been announced and already funded towards the end of last year. So we don't understand what the delay is. So that was the placement of 40-odd Aboriginal people whose role would be to educate and inform Aboriginal communities and Aboriginal people with disability, not only about the NDIS, but around disability more generally, and to find out what supports people need. That needs to roll out immediately. It's a critical resource for engaging with Aboriginal communities, not only in relation to the National Disability Insurance Scheme, but during this time, also the coronavirus. We don't understand what the delay is. We're ready to go. We have people ready to fill those positions today, and it needs to be urgently actioned.
And with those actions, could this convince government authorities and agencies that they need to change how they go about working and trying to transition these services for Indigenous and First Nations people?
Yes, that would be a critical part of their role, is to inform community about a range of disability supports that are potentially out there. But also their role now has to be about providing accessible information around the coronavirus and providing whatever support is available to Aboriginal people with disability around Australia, information about what supports might be available. It's a critical role. It's already been funded. It needs to get moving yesterday, frankly.
Damien Griffiths, Chief Executive Officer of the First Peoples Disability Network Australia, speaking there with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.